The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
An earthquake. The East Coast and the West Coast, no earthquakes. A 4.7 in New England is a reminder that we are on a living planet, tectonically active. And I welcome Ken Croswell, Dr. Ken Croswell, writing most recently about another planet that appears to be active. This would be the planet Mars. Ken is writing at the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, Mars Quakes. Ken, a very good evening to you. Mars Quakes are now in the history book because of a NASA probe called InSight. What is, was InSight? What was its mission? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, InSight was a spacecraft that landed on the planet Mars in 2018. It was the eighth successful landing on the planet Mars, and its chief mission was a seismometer, carried a seismometer, and it detected over 1,300 Mars quakes during its four-year mission, the strongest of which, by an amazing coincidence, was magnitude 4.7, which I understand is about the magnitude of the earthquake you just had there on the East Coast. So it was a very successful mission. It provided a lot of data about the Martian interior, because here on Earth, seismologists use quakes to probe the inside of the Earth, and we had never before detected lots of quakes on the planet Mars, and this was the first chance we had to do that. And the wonderful thing is the spacecraft detected a lot of quakes, and it has overturned some of our previous ideas about what the inside of Mars is like.
In 1976, the very famous Viking 1 and 2 carried seismometers. Did we get anything from those readings?
Not really, except one lesson for the future. Okay, now you're absolutely right. Those two spacecraft, they landed in 1976. They were the first successful landings on Mars, and both of them carried seismometers. Viking 1 seismometer, however, never worked, and Viking 2 seismometer really never detected any definite quakes. And the main thing that seismometer told us was that the main source of noise on the planet Mars is the wind. Now, let me explain what noise means. Whenever seismologists try to listen for quakes here on Earth, there's always sources of noise. I mean, the source of noise might be just a truck going by. And so you generally station seismometers out where there aren't such noises. But the biggest noise here on Earth is the ocean. And even if you have a seismometer in Kansas, it will pick up the ocean. Mars, of course, not having any oceans, doesn't have that problem, but it does have the wind. And that's what Viking 2 told us, that the main source of noise on Mars is the wind. And so the InSight seismometer, which landed on Mars in 2018, it encased itself in a shell that protected itself from the wind and also would hopefully, and it was separated from the lander. The lander, there's a my article at the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, the very first image shows you the spacecraft, and you'll notice that the seismometer is actually separate from the lander, so that as the lander shakes in the wind, the seismometer doesn't pick up that noise. Now, even so, the wind was sufficiently strong that it was only during the night that the InSight seismometer could detect quakes, because at night the wind dies down, it's very quiet, and it was then that the seismometer detected all of the Mars quakes.
The Mars quakes are a great piece of data, but there is another piece of data we don't have, but it's a puzzle. It's landed on a part of Mars called Elysium Planitia, and that soil proved a challenge. They couldn't get the probe down 10 feet. Why not, Ken? What happened?
Well, this wasn't the main mission, but there was another part of the InSight mission that sought to probe directly into the surface to go down about 10 feet. And the surface was just too impenetrable. It couldn't get down more than about a foot. And so that part of the mission did not succeed. But that was not the seismometer. That was an instrument that would have measured how much heat was flowing from the lower reaches of the surface up toward the surface. And that would have helped constrain some ideas about the interior and the elements that make up the interior. But it's unfortunate that that experiment did not work. But the main mission of InSight was really to detect these Mars quakes. And the seismometer was just fine.
Let's go to the Mars quakes and what we know. Seismically active planets are exciting. Do we declare Mars now active today, seismically active?
Yes, it is certainly seismically active, but it's much quieter than the Earth. I mean, the Earth has plate tectonics or continental drift. And as the various continents collide, as these plates collide, we get lots of earthquakes, some of them quite devastating. Mars does not have that problem. Mars does not have continental drift. As I mentioned, over a four-year period, the strongest earthquake, or I should say Mars quake, that InSight detected was only magnitude 4.7. That's not terribly strong of a quake. Nevertheless, Mars is an active planet in the sense of it does have quakes. Yes.
Now, what do we want to know about the interior of Mars? I understand that it has different zones, and we can read those zones when there's a quake and we detect them. What is it that they believe they discovered about the Martian zones? Anything different than Earth?
Well, let me answer that very broadly first. The four inner planets of our solar system, Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars, although they are very different on their surfaces, they all have more or less the same interior structure. They all have a crust on the outside, a mantle, and then a core. Okay, so that's true for Earth, it's true of Mars. And for all four planets, the crust and the mantle are made of silicate rock, primarily, and the core is made mostly of iron. One big difference between Earth and Mars is that Mars is a lot smaller. It's only about 11% the mass of the Earth, and it's about half the diameter of the Earth. And so it was expected that Mars would be a quieter planet because it lost more of its heat more quickly, because smaller objects cool off faster than larger ones. But the main result that the spacecraft told us, and this was enabled by not just quakes coming from below the surface of Mars, but every now and then a meteoroid hits the planet, and that generated quakes too. And the waves, the seismic waves that go through the planet, those too probe the planet's interior. And what was really nice was that there was another spacecraft already in orbit around Mars. It was able to detect exactly where the impact occurred because it saw a fresh crater that occurred the very same day that InSight detected the quake. And there was one impact that occurred that was very important in September of 2021. And that impact occurred about a third of the way around the planet from the InSight spacecraft. And as those waves traveled to InSight, the characteristic of those seismic waves revealed that the bottom part of the mantle of Mars is actually liquid, which is completely different from the situation here on Earth. Here on Earth, the mantle is mostly solid, whereas the bottom part of the Martian mantle is liquid. So that's a big difference between the Earth and Mars.
There are mysteries about Mars, and we're going to turn to what they have discovered with InSight, but I want to identify the mysteries. Mars does not have a magnetic field today. You report that it had one early on. Also, Mars had an atmosphere that was thicker than it is today, and its climate deteriorated. Also, Mars had water, surface water. There's indication of surface water, and it no longer has surface water. Have I said all those mysteries correct, and is InSight helping us in any of those mysteries?
Yes and yes. Yes, Mars appears to have been a better planet long ago. It had a thicker atmosphere. It was warmer. It was warm enough so that at least occasional rivers flowed. These rivers indicate that Mars had to be sufficiently warm to allow water to flow. And today, of course, it's not that way. It's a very cold planet, very dry planet, and it has a much thinner atmosphere. So what we think happened is that in the early days, Mars had a magnetic field that protected its atmosphere against the solar wind, which is this stream of charged particles from the sun. And as long as that magnetic field survived, the atmosphere was protected, and it kept Mars sufficiently warm so that it was a better planet than it is today. But at some point, that magnetic field went away, and as a result, the solar wind could tear away the air, and after that, that was pretty much all. I mean, it was all over for Mars at that point. That was probably some 3.5 billion years ago, something like that, long time ago. And the Martian climate deteriorated and became basically what we have today, which is a cold, dry, desert world.
I'm speaking with Ken Croswell, Dr. Ken Croswell, an astronomer, and his most recent piece in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences are about the experiment InSight and its revelation of, with Mars quakes and other details, of the planet that we intend to colonize once upon a time. When we come back, the good surprise and the bad surprise from InSight. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Battle.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.